Second TV news crew robbed in same month in Mayor Brandon Johnson's Chicago. By Elaine Malin on August 28, 2023. A Chicago TV news crew was robbed at gunpoint while reporting on an armed robbery in Westtown. The incident occurred around 5 a.m. on Monday when a reporter and photojournalist were robbed by a group who took their personal possessions in camera, CWV Chicago reported. At that time, 30 people were reportedly robbed or carjacked in the Windy City. Arrests have yet to be made in connection to the string of robberies. A Chicago police spokesperson confirmed that three men in a black SUV and gray sedan robbed the 28-year-old and 42-year-old men. The suspects were wearing ski masks and holding guns. This is the second news crew to be robbed in August. On August 8, a Chicago TV news videographer was robbed on the west side while preparing to report on a press conference. Less than 8 hours before Monday's incident, a woman was carjacked on the same block by three men coming out of a blue sedan. One of the men pointed a gun at her. Two other holdups were reported at the same time the news crew was being robbed. Robberies are up 22% this year, according to the Chicago Police Department. CWV Chicago reported. In the Austin, 25th, district, which includes the west side of Humboldt Park, robberies are up 107% this year. For the 28 days ending Monday, robberies were 322% higher than the same period last year. The Shakespeare, 14th, district, which includes the eastern part of Humboldt Park and Logan Square, Westtown, Bucktown, Wicker Park, and parts of Avondale, is seeing a 49% increase in robberies this year. The last 28 days were 190% higher than last year. Robberies are up 54% this year in CPD's Chicago Police Department, near West 12th District, which includes parts of Westtown and the near West Side, much of the West Loop, Fulton Market, and Pilsen. In July, Breitbart News reported that the number of carjackings in Chicago was up by 126%. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is busy with his lawsuit against Kia for allegedly lacking appropriate anti-theft measures in its vehicles, Fox News Digital reported.